Wednesday morning, and Joe Todd was in earlier this week as we observed the anniversary of the D-Day invasion, and I believe this is the anniversary of the conclusion of the Battle at Midway. Am I right on that?
No, no, this is the invasion of Sicily.
Sicily. Okay, we're wrong continent. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
That one, major turning point for the early part of the Mediterranean battle. Yeah. And I'm sure you've got another series of veteran interviews that you've been able to document
well,
with
this folks. One is about the man who never was.
What a great story. And by the way, an interesting film. I don't know how much of it actually is factual to what you're going to talk about, but all having to do with the diversionary tactics, similar to what we were talking about the other day, as the way Eisenhower built up all these fictional divisions around Patton and around all these other commanders.
Well, after the Germans were defeated in North Africa,
mm-hmm.
the Germans knew we were going to invade Europe.
Right.
And Winston Churchill said, "Everyone but a bloody fool would know that it's Sicily." Because it's 98 miles from Tunis to Sicily,
right?
759 miles from Tunis to Greece. And so two men, Flight Lieutenant Charles Cholmondeley and Lieutenant Commander Ewan Montague, came up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Winston Churchill, who was fascinated, and said, "Well, work it out, see what you can do."
Yeah.
And they went to Bentley Purchase, the corner of St. Pancras Hospital, and said, "We need a body of a young man."
Mm-hmm.
And they found a man, Glenwer Michael, who was a homeless man, died in London, age 34.
Mm-hmm.
They asked the family for his body, but they couldn't tell him what for. And the family agreed only if he was given a proper burial. Mm-hmm. They said yes.
Okay.
And he became Major William Martin. And what they did, there was a young girl in the intelligence office, became Pam, his girlfriend, mm-hmm. wrote love letters to him.
Yeah, and all, there were several that went back and forth.
Yes, and he had a jeweler's bill dated April 19th, 1943, for a diamond ring, for an engagement ring, for 53 pounds. He is given an ID card with a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a letter from his father, a letter from Lloyd's Bank of London demanding payment for an overdraft of £79, book of stamps, a silver cross, St. Christopher's medallion, pencils, stubs, keys, bus tickets, everything.
Everything that you would assume that would go along with a real individual.
Yes, yes. And in there was a letter actually written by Lieutenant General Sir Archibald Nye, commander of all the British forces, mm-hmm. to the commander of the British forces in North Africa, describing the invasion through Greece.
What a coup that you get something that you would have to believe was part of the invasion plan.
And this is written on his official letterhead, mm-hmm. with maps of the invasion through Greece and everything. All this was put in a briefcase and handcuffed to Major William Martin. They said, "Okay, now what do we do?" Well, they knew Spain was neutral,
mm-hmm.
and Spain had this thing working with Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So Major William Martin was put in a steel canister filled with dry ice, and it evaporated, filled with carbon dioxide, which prevented decomposition.
Right.
And put on the HMS Seraph at Holy Loch, Scotland, and went to the coast off Huelva, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They chose Huelva because there was a British Nazi consul working with the Spanish at Huelva.
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock in the morning on April 19th, the Seraph surfaced, and the commander, Jewell, was the only one that knew what was going on. He informed the officers actually what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They said a prayer over his body, put a Mae West life jacket on him, and very carefully lowered him in the water and left.
And then you had to trust that the currents and tides actually delivered the body to the shore.
Yes. Well, a fisherman found the body.
Mm-hmm.
And his last name was Ray, R-E-Y. He brought the body ashore, turned over to the military and law enforcement.
Okay.
And it was reported, and Adolf Klaus was son of the German consul. in Huelva.
Mm-hmm.
And they reported Major Martin's body, and he was buried with full military honors May 2nd, 1943 in Huelva, Spain.
Okay.
The British were informed, and they demanded they wanted that briefcase back.
Sure.
Demanded we want that briefcase back now.
Part of everything that would make that an official demand, that again, emphasizing the fact that this is something that's important to the
yes,
British.
Yes. And on June 4th, 1943, the death of Major William Martin was published in the London Times.
Mm-hmm. And further documentation, I think they even set up a memorial service in his
yes.
honor, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, the briefcase was returned to the British,
mm-hmm.
and they very carefully opened all the maps and everything and noticed they had been unfolded and folded back up and everything. Well, copies of these documents were given to Hitler.
Okay.
So Hitler knew the invasion was through Greece. And he sent minesweepers, mine layers, to Greece, and they laid mines all around Greece,
mm-hmm.
and sent three panzer divisions, one from France and two from the Russian front, to Greece. And General Erwin Rommel was sent to Greece to repel the invasion.
Okay.
So they were ready for the invasion through Greece.
I just looked up because I was curious. I have the DVD of the film, The
yes.
Man Who Never Was, at home, and it... Identity of the Man Who Never Was, a closely guarded secret until 1998.
Yes, yes.
And so this is something that you can kind of look at it on there as well. The film actually uses Peter Sellers to impersonate the voice of Winston Churchill, but from what I just was looking up, they did their best to be true to fact on
yes,
that
yes.
one.
Now, Hitler thought that the invasion in Greece, in Sicily, was just a diversion.
Okay, yeah.
And he kept all the forces in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And when they realized it wasn't, it was too late. We were already in Sicily.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that race between Patton and Montgomery to reach
yes.
the other side of the island.
Yes. And Winston Churchill stated, Major Martin was a man who never was, and Glendon Martin did more than any individual to help win World War II.
Really, because of so many people that were involved in that, those, you know, again, the efforts that were gone to keep that
yes.
mission classified and make sure that as, you know, as few people really knew what was going on as possible.
Yes. And a sidelight, there was a young man working in the intelligence office that worked on this whole project. His name was Ian Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the idea from James Bond from this whole project.
Yep. And just think of all the other stories that we got from that as well. So
yes.
Fleming, again, had to fictionalize a lot of the things he talked about, but it was from these experiences
yes.
that he was able to bring out so much
yes.
of the British Secret Service later on.
And that's the man who never was.
Okay. This is something that I think is just one of those key points. How many lives were saved, or how much easier a battle could have been based on them either finding or not finding that body.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's great. Have you got any personal documentation on any of these?
Yes. Yeah. I have many interviews on the invasion of Sicily.
Yeah.
From Bartlesville. Robert Neptune, the old county attorney here,
mm-hmm.
was in the airborne.
Yeah.
And he jumped into Sicily.
Okay. Yeah, his name came up recently, in the Ollie series that you came in and visited my springtime class as we were looking at Judgment at Nuremberg.
Yes.
And he had a minor connection as far
yes.
as some of that one
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is a fascinating story, and I think you and I are going to get together a few more times over the summer months.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Joe Todd with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. And just, you know, go ahead and see if you can pick up by rent or through Netflix or something, The Man Who Never Was. It may not be exact, but from what I've looked up, just kind of getting ready to talk to Joe about this, it's really very close. I think you'll fun with the story and get a little better appreciation of what Joe was talking about. K1 weather calls for partly sunny conditions today as we head for a high around 81 degrees, mostly clear tonight, and an overnight low close to 50. And then for tomorrow, again, going to be a pretty pleasant day, sunshine, and a high near 83 degrees. Our Facebook update reminding you, Honda Bartlesville holding a non-perishable food drive to benefit the Concern Center Pantry. You can drop off your donations next week, starting Friday this week, Friday the 9th through Friday the 16th.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A day before fired FBI Director James Comey testifies, senators are hearing from intelligence chiefs in the Russia investigation. CBS's Steve Dorsey joins us live from Washington.
Steve, the top Democrat.